Eugene voters are considering two competing performance auditor proposals on the May 15th ballot. Measure 2283 would establish an elected auditor. Measure 2287 is for an auditor who's appointed by the city council. As KLCC's Rachel McDonald reports, each campaign says their measure is best for the city.
The city already conducts regular financial audits. A performance auditor looks at more than the books and finds ways to maximize public dollars. Elected versus appointed is not the only contrast between the two auditor measures. 2283 sets a $700,000 annual budget. The auditor's salary would be 70% of the average of the Eugene and Salem city managers and the eWeb general manager, over $100,000 a year. Bonnie Bettman McCornack, with Elected Auditor for City Accountability, says this salary will attract the most qualified candidates.
This is a real job with professional qualifications attached to it. So the auditor needs to be on par with the department heads whose budgets they're scrutinizing, whose activities, public expenditures they're scrutinizing.
But supporters of the competing measure, 2287, including Josh Scove, say the elected auditor position is too expensive.
The auditor would be one of the highest paid politicians in the state, making more than the Attorney General, more than the Secretary of State, more than the governor. And in fact, even the Portland elected auditor, often cited as a model here, makes only two-thirds as much as this position.
The appointed auditor measure, 2287, would establish a budget of about $200,000 for the auditor's office with a citizen review board. This gives pause to former state auditor Gary Blackmer, who says the panel would have too much oversight.
There's a real potential there for them to interfere with the professional decisions of the auditor or the professional abilities of the auditor, but they're also getting in the way of getting an audit done in a timely way.
Blackmer consulted with the crafters of Measure 2283, the elected auditor proposal. He says he's never been an appointed auditor, and he thinks that would make it hard to be effective. Blackmer says an elected auditor is more nimble.
People in government respect candidates who've been elected, and they tend to listen a little more because they know that this candidate has gone out and talked to the public and listened to their concerns and also represents the public.
But backers of Measure 2287, the appointed one, say making the auditor an elected position would make them beholden to funders. Again, Josh Scove.
This person would have to campaign. They would have to raise campaign funds, and that means this person would be no more or less independent than any other politician.
The other issue between the two measures is a residency requirement. Measure 2283 doesn't require the auditor to reside in Eugene, whereas Measure 2287 does. That city council measure came in response to the elected auditor measure. Rob Zako with Citizens for Sensible Oversight is one of its proponents.
There are just too many fatal flaws. I cannot vote for that. I also don't want to vote against an auditor because I support an auditor. And so our group came together and said we need a third way.
But backers of Measure 2283 say the real goal of 2287 is to kill both auditor proposals. Again, Bonnie McCornack.
Political pundits would tell you that when you have two measures on the ballot, they're both likely to fail.
If both measures fail, it's unclear whether either side will try again. The other question is, what if both pass? Measure 2287 includes a note on that. If both get a majority of yes votes, the one with more yeses wins. The deadline to vote in the primary election is May 15th. Rachel McDonald, KLCC News.